I don't know if this violates some sort of innkeeper code, but any celebrities been staying at the Deerfield Inn that you were thrilled to have as a guest? I know Sam Elliott, when he was filming The Man Who Killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot, stayed there the whole time he was filming. This is like one of the premier places to stay if you're a fancy pants person or fancy mustache person like Sam Elliott.
I find the people here as different as the landscape.
How so?
Well, things move a little bit slower and a little more honest, a little more genuine.
Sam Elliott was pretty cool. At that point, I was a guest, and I would see Sam Elliott at the inn. So that was before I was the innkeeper. You know, we've had celebrities stay with us. Certainly, you know, we keep that kind of stuff confidential. You know, with Deerfield Academy, there's definitely some popular people that stay with us.
Well, you'll have to tell me secretly on the sly so that I can go and very appropriately stalk them. Not in a weird way. Not that stalking is ever not weird. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, who was at the very front of my shopping cart many a time in the March for the Food Bank when we would detour in the olden days for a lunch stop at Chandler's at Yankee Candle, which sadly is no longer, but was at the front of the cart as we wheeled past the Deerfield Inn, home of Champney's Restaurant and Tavern in Old Deerfield. And joining us, along with Phil, is Lori McDonald, who is formerly of Chandler's and now is the innkeeper at the Deerfield Inn and the home of Champney's. Lori, you'll always remind me of those magical stops where we would have a little respite on this long, long walk. But now you're living your dream, right?
I am living my dream. I've always wanted to be an innkeeper. I loved Bob Newhart, so that always became on my vision board. So yeah, I get to live my dream.
That's so funny. Does it come from the Bob Newhart show?
Well, I was always passionate about hospitality. And honestly, when I was 19 years old, I started working at the Deerfield Inn. It was called the Deerfield Inn Restaurant at that point. And I waited tables here for 8 years before I went to Chandler's. But I met Mike Kittredge up here. And honestly, all of it all together was my dream. So the transition really tapped into everything that I had as my background experience, being the GM of Chandler's. And then I got to do the marketing of the retail stores at Yankee Candle for 8 years. So marketing the inn, marketing the restaurant. And then I also oversee the museum store, which is right next door to the Deerfield Inn. So that taps into my retail experience. So it's really everything I've learned over the last 25 years, I'm able to use in this role. And it's truly where my passion is. It's not like I'm going to work. I love everything about it.
Do you live there?
I don't live here. But I live in South Deerfield.
Okay, so that's good.
I'm only 10 minutes away.
It's my dream to live in a hotel. So my dream to live in a hotel and also to be a museum docent. So that's kind of on my vision board somewhere. Oh. And you have a museum right there too. So there you go. That's fun.
Yeah, maybe you could start a radio station there.
I know, right? Phil and CISA are part of the local hero movement. And there is a restaurant there too that has a lot of local hero food and farm connections.
Charlie David is our executive chef, and he and my philosophy are totally in sync with using local farms. We get our apples from Clarkdale when asparagus is in season. We're getting it from Hadley. We get all our dairy products from Mapleline. We get our corn from Cheslick's. We use every avenue we can. If you come down the street in historic Deerfield, there's schools, but there's also farms along the street. So it's just how we're woven and how our basic core philosophy is about using local.
I'm curious how you've had to reinvent the business through the pandemic, and what are your hopes moving forward?
Our entire business plan needed to be blown up. I mean, no one was traveling, so the inside of it was not supporting the restaurant. Parents would come to visit their children at Deerfield Academy, and no longer was that an avenue for us. So we needed to make sure that if they didn't feel comfortable dining in Champney's, they knew that we had to-go menus. So we created a $40 family for four menu, which is incredibly popular. And also, you know, I feel incredibly fortunate being in this beautiful inn. We have three dining rooms. So when we needed to social distance the tables, we were able to eliminate tables and put pretty couches in the room so it didn't feel empty. We eliminated the bar stools, but then opened our terrace room downstairs, which is a third dining room where all the tables were far apart, but it kind of created a little bit more casual atmosphere. And then we were fortunate in the summer, we have this beautiful green grass all around the inn. We were able to add extra picnic tables, safe outdoor music with some local artists, and try to create a little bit of a sense of normal.
Lori McDonald is the innkeeper at the Deerfield Inn, home of Champney's Restaurant and Tavern right there in Old Deerfield. Piqued my interest with to-go family of four $40 meal. What is in that? What do I get with it?
There's five different meals you can choose from. So the first one is Let's Eat Casual. So that's pizza, wings, and a salad. Two pizzas, a tossed green salad, and some wings. Then you also get Everything's Better with Cheese. So that's macaroni and cheese with a salad, and you get to add the ingredients you want. But there's also a homemade meatloaf. Then the fresh pitch for the day is with baked haddock. And then something fancy is chicken with shrimp. It definitely is incredibly popular.
Many of us are so looking forward to a time, and maybe that's on the horizon, where we can actually sit down with friends, hear the boisterous atmosphere in a restaurant, and even just have someone pour us a drink. Will we see that, do you think, before the end of the summer?
Absolutely. That was the number one thing when guests started coming back to Champney's. The number one thing they said, you know, it was nice to sit at a table and have somebody make your meal for you, but it was really nice to have a bartender pour your drink. You know, mixing the drink at home just wasn't the same.
I can't wait to sit at a bar stool again. And the bar at Champney's is pretty spectacular. I'm looking forward to a time when it's safe to do that. Feel like it's coming soon. Lori McDonald, the innkeeper at the Deerfield Inn, the home of Champney's Restaurant, a longtime partner with us on the March for the Food Bank when she was with Chandler's at Yankee Candle. And I'm so glad that you're living your dream and you're now the innkeeper of this gorgeous inn in Old Deerfield. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.